Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Daf Zayin, Sanhedrin 7a, pagination is 13. And the concept which we're choosing for today's highlights are a concept that we find repeated in various applications, stated beautifully in the Mishnah in Avos, Hafachba vahafachba duchulaba. If you analyze Torah sufficiently, all wisdom is in Torah, and that when you encounter what seems to be a tidbit of great wisdom, often or always it can be found within the wisdom of Torah, that the Torah already preceded that statement, and perhaps it actually came from Torah wisdom, or it was arrived at independently, but we also have it in our system, but ours is from Torah, from Hashem's revelation. On the fourth of the wide lines, Hahuda hava ka'omar va'ozil, there was a person who used to say, Tovia deshama va'odish, it's good, one who hears his insult and he's silent, he takes it in stride. Chalfua bishtemeyo. His behavior will save him from 100 problems. Omalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Kroksiv, Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, it's a pasuk. Poter mayim reishis madon. One who opens the waters, one who lets the waters start flowing, meaning he opens up the argument. Until now it was manageable, it was small, but if you let it go, it erodes, it becomes bigger, and then it's very hard to contain. That opening of the waters, Reishis Madon, is the beginning of problems. Reish Meya Dini, it's the beginning of 100 judgments. And that's a concept that has many applications. Among them, people deal with each other's idiosyncrasies. But if you're going to make a whole judgment out of it, then you're going to hurl an insult, and they'll find something to complain about in turn, and it develops into a whole judgment. And a person who can keep quiet initially saves himself all of that pain. I have an expression I tell people, if 24 hours can cure it, let it pass. There's no contest to bring someone else's shortcomings and wrongdoings to light. If you can let it pass, you're better off. It's interesting that on this word madon, which is referring to judgments, Rashi tells us, notrikon mea doni, it's a contraction of mea, 100 judgments, or the word madon, lishna acharina, another approach, is the gematria of mea, and that the Gemara, according to the second approach in Rashi, was actually understanding the pasuk based on gematria. We know that gematria, as a way of understanding something, exists, but it's not often used as a drasha. And over here, according to the second approach of Rashi, it's being mentioned. Another example of someone who said wisdom and the rabbi involved responded that it's a pasuk. Hahuda ka'omar va'ozil, there was a person who used to say, Atarti talas ganva lo mikdal. Sometimes it happens that a person steals 2-3 times and he doesn't get punished. That doesn't mean that he's going to get away with it perpetually. Eventually, the law will catch up with him. Omale Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, Kroksiv, that's a pasuk. Ko amar Hashem, so says Hashem, Al Shlosha Pishe Yisrael, there were a certain number of sins, Ve'al arbo'o lo ashivenu. But when you keep doing it, eventually you get punished. in the words of Rashi, sofo lilkos bo acharona. Eventually, he's going to get punished. A third example, Hahuda hava ka'omar va'ozil, there was a person who used to say, Shev biri l'shalmona, there's seven pits for the righteous one, which means that he keeps persevering. He's up to seven pits that he's had to navigate challenges in life. V'chada, but just one, la'ovid bish, to the bad one, he falls even on one. Amale Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, that's saying, kruksiv, it's a pasuk. Kisheva yipo tzadik v'kom, very important pasuk. Pasuk in Mishle, that tzadik falls seven times, but he picks himself up. And the Rasha, he falls, and he doesn't pick himself up. The tzadik perseveres. He really wants to be good, and whatever it takes, he puts himself forward to reach that. The Rasha encounters one problem, and he's already got an excuse not to move forward, which is one of a number of explanations. But that's the idea, that the tzaddik perseveres. A fourth one. Hahu dahava ka'omar va'ozil. There was a person who said, da'ozil mi beidina, shokal galima, lizmer zemer v'lezil ba'urcha. A person who leaves the court and he lost a garment, he had to give up a garment, he should be singing, because according to the judgment, those were ill-gotten gains. That's property that doesn't belong in his hands. And he should be thrilled that theft was taken off his hands. It's a little bit like the joy that a Bal Korei has, a person reading from the Torah, when he's corrected. He wouldn't want to make a mistake and have everybody burdened by his mistake and no one corrects him. There was a story in a certain yeshiva that the Bal Korei was such an expert that on Purim night, when he read Megillas Esther, they taped it. Remember tapes? They taped it because they wanted people to be able to practice from his laning. Somebody in the yeshiva thought that he mispronounced a word that changes the meaning of the sentence. Very significant change. No one else caught it. But he went over to a Rebbe and he said, you know, I think this was mispronounced. There are 500 people in attendance. So they went back to the recording and they listened closely and they saw that this young man was correct. A mistake had been made. So the yeshiva went ahead and made a decision that they publicized that everybody has to hear the Megillah again because of this mistake. And as people came back to the yeshiva that night after their outings, everybody was informed, you have to hear Megillah again. Imagine that. And in contrast, imagine the joy that a good Bal Korei has if he's corrected right away so that there's no problem. So the example over here is regarding money, ill-gotten gains. A person should be thrilled if the Beis Din detects something that needs correction. Amale Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, that's a nice saying, it's a pasuk, kruksiv. V'gam kol ha'am hazeh al makomo yavo b'shalom. When Yisro introduces the judicial system, his suggestion to Moshe, to designate power, authority to different people to be judges. So he says the conclusion of a good judicial system is that the entire people will be at peace. What does it mean, the entire people? Some people lose money as a result of the court case. But those people are also happy because until now they were walking with theft. And who wants that? And that's this saying that if a person is found that he has to make a payment, he should be happy. Thank you for noticing. Thank you for working this through, because he wants to have an honest accounting. So again, these are four examples. The Gemara continues and gives others, but different examples of sayings that are considered world wisdom. One of them, silence in the beginning can save you a lot of heartache. The second, eventually the law will catch up with him. The tzaddik can persevere seven times, the rasha falls and that's it. And this final one, that if the court detects a problem and corrects it, that is reason for rejoicing. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.